Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And we want to welcome that audience in worldwide because we've heard from some people in some faraway places tonight. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, of course, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who are out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, to those that are out there moving things along across America, we thank you very much. We're talking, of course, about the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. We're also talking about the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers out there hauling your packages and your mail to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget the Amazon warehouse people and the drivers that deliver their packages all around the country. I got a package from them yesterday. And also the suicide jockeys who are out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to where it needs to go as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. Very simple. And while you're there, you'll also see some links to go to MeWe, to go to Gab, to go over to Getter, to go over to the Truth Social website, and also Twitter. And you can do all that by following us at Captain's America. Those are the two words. You combine it into one, all lowercase. Captain's America will find us out there on those social media websites. And finally, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Gets you us on the Internet at our website, where I might add our first guest, Kyle Warren, who's standing by, is over there, and he's got a prominent place on our website. And good morning to you, Mr. Kyle. Yes, 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 and yes. Okay. Are you ready, my friend, to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
All right. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God, indivisible. Go ahead.
One nation under God, indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And that is the Pledge of Allegiance, ladies and gentlemen. And you might remember that we emphasize those two words in there, under God. Well, Kyle, what was the big news story of yesterday?
Well, everybody was talking about Tucker Carlson. I know that.
If you were a football fan yesterday, there was only one story. It was Aaron Rodgers has been traded, finally, to the New York Jets after 18 years with the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers winds up a New York Jet, which is probably, I'm going to guess, where he's going to finish his career.
It may seem that way. Exactly right. Well, of course, Captain, of course, he's looking to get into a Super Bowl at some point. And this move may prove to be what gets him there.
Well, it might, and we'll see what happens. He's being surrounded by some pretty good players, so we'll see what happens there. And, of course, New York is a major media market. That's why he went there, I think.
Very possible, yes. But a big shakeup in the football world, no doubt about it.
All right. Well, the big story is obviously what the heck happened to Tucker Carlson that got him into this predicament where he walked away from Fox. And he did, in fact, walk away. He did not get fired. Okay, everybody's been very clear on that. He just walked away because apparently there was a story he was going to do, and they wouldn't let him do it.
And that's really possible. There's a lot of the statements that have gone out, of course, from Fox News. The basic story was that they were parting ways and so forth. But it's a little hard to believe, Captain. It's very shocking because, for one thing, Tucker Carlson on Friday night, April 21st, now his final show at Fox, seemed to indicate that he was going to be back on Monday. And then, of course, also, Tucker Carlson is, I think, the most-watched primetime host there, certainly easily beating MSNBC and CNN in those time slots with the coveted demographic. So, Fox has some obvious rebuilding to do, and this is a real development in the news business, although they always say, right, don't become the story. Well, here we go.
Well, what would you do if I told you I think I know where Tucker Carlson might be going next?
Where do you think?
I think he's going to run for public office. I think it's a perfect time for him to consider running for Congress or the U.S. Senate.
Very interesting. Yes, well, that could very well be. Very well be.
He certainly is very well off financially and can afford to do it.
Right, and he may be able to bring something new to the table, at least in terms of the discussion, and to perhaps fire up voters on both sides of the aisle or something.
Well, that's right, and we will see what happens and where we go right after we come back, because it's Tuesday, and if you've been around this market and you know what goes on, I am going to be somewhere today.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. And I want to thank everybody who's been going over to MyPillow.com and supporting Mike Lindell. We appreciate you very much using the product code CAPTAIN. And we also appreciate you and your great decision to pick up whatever it is that you're picking up, because, again, I make no bones about it here. He has got everything except for maybe the kitchen sink on sale over there. Buy one, get one, 30% off here, 40% off there, 50% off over here. Some discontinued items where he marks them up as high as 70, 80, and 90% to eliminate different things that he's trying to replace the product line with. And I'm telling you, I have never seen anything like it, ever. You owe it to yourself to go over to MyPillow.com, take a look at the stuff that he has there for sale, and then partake in taking advantage of those prices. They're not going to stay there forever, okay? And they've already discontinued the slippers, the older slippers, because they sold them all, the $25 a pair older ones. Now, they may come back with a newer style for, say, $35. I don't know if they're going to do that yet, but I did hear that yesterday, so you may hear me talking about that soon. But anyway, MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN, and if you want to call them on the phone, you can do that at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
You know, Tucker Carlson is going to be discussed
for quite a while. But the other shocker yesterday was Don Lemon found out that he was out at CNN.
That's right, Don Lemon, and I think it was kind of Tucker Carlson, wasn't it, who kind of hung the moniker on Don Lemon as Don Lemon. I'm almost positive it had to have been Tucker.
Yeah.
So here you go, Captain. A little bit, I mean, in all of this, a little bit of levity, because on the very day that Don Lemon is ousted from CNN, and he says his agent was just called, and he said, nobody talked to me directly, so he's mad about this whole thing. But on the very day, Tucker Carlson parts ways with Fox News and overshadows the Don Lemon story like he would not believe. It's almost like a footnote at this point. It's still significant, but I wonder, you got to think this guy thinks, I just can't catch a break.
Well, these guys are not hurting. They make millions of dollars a year, right?
Right.
Even Don Lemon. And I think he made a... He'd either renegotiated or had gotten a new contract for something like $6 million or $8 million. Does that sound right?
That sounds about right. Yeah, it's a lot in anybody's book.
And that's more money than gold, in my opinion. So why do you need more? So now what do you do with all your money?
Well, it would be interesting to see, you know, we might mention, too, in Tucker's case and also in Don Lemon's case, even though they're out from these networks, they may still have contractual obligations to not be able to appear somewhere else for a certain predetermined period of time.
They all do.
Yes, and so they may challenge that depending on the circumstances of their parting ways, as it were, and their lawyers, of course, would get involved with something like that. But it is interesting, Captain. You know, CNN tried to shake up things. Things weren't working in prime time.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious. They put Don Lemon in on the morning show where he spiraled down into a morass of Nikki Haley's past her prime kind of thing. This was the most ridiculous thing anybody's almost ever said, I think. And it just went south from there ever since then, I think, for them in the mornings on CNN. And this culminating in what we saw happen now.
Well, then there was someone else who disappeared from sight yesterday, or at least was replaced. And that was Susan Rice at the White House. Now, she was let go by the Biden administration.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You know, Susan Rice, of course, infamous, right? Because she went out when Hillary didn't have to go on the talk show circuit, but she went out on the talk show circuit in place of Hillary during that conference.
Well, so much for her being involved in the leadership role inside the White House somewhere. That obviously wasn't true.
Well, right, and this may have something to do with the idea that Biden's going to, announce, or they want to go some kind of different direction. They know they've got an image problem. I mean, but beyond Biden's age-related issues or the health-related issues that he seems to be experiencing, they know that they've got some issues that they have to deal with in terms of mounting any kind of realistic campaign for the president.
Well, maybe they will, or maybe they won't, pass the debt ceiling bill. It could actually be the end of June before that happens, we're hearing right now, correct?
Right, right.
So what do you think?
Well, you know, they're at odds. You know, there doesn't seem to be any kind of common ground. That's not surprising. Because anytime, if you were to say, well, we need to cut some spending here and there, well, you're a monster now. You're trying to flood the cities with smog. You're trying to create an apocalyptic nightmare, a dystopian society where it's always gray and dull and this kind of thing. And everybody sort of digs in, and especially, of course, on the left side, when the reality is, just like anybody, Captain, looking over their kitchen table, saying, here's how much is coming in, here's what we need to be able to do, and here's how we can try to afford it, and we gotta make choices. And the Democrats just don't ever want to make any choices. They just want to keep going up and up and up with the spending so that they can go out and say, we're fighting for you, when in reality, they're simply passing on a much larger problem down the road.
And speaking of spending, a lot of people are spending money on Donald Trump's new book, which is available over at Amazon. And his book just hit number one at Amazon.
That's really something. Yeah, well, I don't doubt it at all. I don't doubt it at all. And, you know, Donald Trump, he enjoys the sort of very hardcore support in terms of what we traditionally call a base, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just like other politicians might, even Joe Biden has a base. About 70% of the people in a recent poll think that he shouldn't run for president, but there's going to be a hardcore 30% that say, oh, no, it's fine. But here's part of the issue of that poll as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those people would still vote for Biden if he was the nominee. That's also an important factor in that. That's because they're committed to the Democrat or the liberal line.
There's something else in that poll. There's another poll that ran along with it that 60% didn't want to see Trump running.
Right, exactly. And this is something that can be worked out. You know, we're still pretty early on in this process, relatively speaking. And I think that there could be some fatigue starting in terms of Biden and Trump, both. But they both have opportunities to try to alleviate that. I think Donald Trump has the record, and you mentioned it before too, Captain. Donald Trump has a record. He can just put up two sheets of paper and say, look at what Biden's done and undid everything that I did. Which do you prefer, the kind of country you want to live
in?
Well,
I would do it the other way around. I'd put up the record and say, okay, here's what I did as president. Here's what Joe Biden has done as president. Who do you want in office?
Right, exactly. So
that's the way I would do it.
Well, if he puts it into a practical term like that, and for lack of a better expression, sort of try to take the personalities out of it, because that's a plus and a minus for Donald Trump. It just is. And so I think if he can take those personalities out of it and get people to really look at it, I think that he would have a much, much better time of it. Joe Biden will go out there and say, I'm not Donald Trump. And that was a campaign back in 2020, but it won't be a campaign now, mm-hmm. because everything has gone so far overboard at this point.
Now, when we come back, we're getting ready to take a break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about Florida's law as it stands right now, the resign to run law, which is bringing about some confusion as to what the governor can and can't do and whether or not he would remain the governor should he decide to run for president here in the state of Florida. And they are going to try to change that before the session is over. That's part of what they're in session for. Okay, Kyle, you hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and yeah, we knew that it would. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. The Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney says the announcement of whether or not charges are filed against former President Donald Trump in connection with the 2020 election will come later this summer. Fannie Willis said today the announcement of the decisions in this case may provoke a significant public reaction. American citizens who are ready to get out of Sudan are now getting help from the U.S. government.
We have deployed U.S. intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets to support land evacuation routes, which Americans are using, and we're moving naval assets within the region to provide support.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. is providing American citizens information on those land evacuation routes out of the country. Two high-profile commentators are leaving their respective cable news networks. Fox News announced today it's parting ways with Tucker Carlson. Don Lemon tweeted he's been fired by CNN. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, and I want to invite everybody that's in the Orlando area to come see us on Saturday, the 6th of May, because I'm going to be there at an event called the Freedom Expo 2023. Now, it's being presented by X Insurance. That's a gun insurance company that advertises a lot on Mark Walters' Armed American Radio. And I'm also going to be there with the one and only, the incomparable Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who's going to be the headliner. And, of course, he's a nationally syndicated host with the Salem Radio Network. Many of you hear him on some of these same stations. But the folks that are going to be with me are going to be the radio folks that are there locally that are on the air, and I'm going to get there about 9 o'clock. I'm going to stay till about noon. We're going to be doing some things up on the car arm stage, and you'll have an opportunity to meet us, and you'll have an opportunity to go through the VIP experience, which is called the Very very important patriot experience. If you want to pay to do that, there's you'll be able to get a picture with us and some autograph posters, and there'll be a book that'll also come along with that. So there you go. And I mean, it's just going to be a great time. We're going to have, of course, a military exhibit there with a lot of different military vehicles. There'll be plenty of music. So if you like to dance or if you like music, you'll be hearing the music. There'll also be some beautiful women there. There always is. The motorcycles to die for will be there. Oh, man, I'm telling you. I can't wait to see this because the Harleys are just top of the line. And, of course, this is the Seminole Harley dealership there in Seminole, Florida. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be May the 6th. Starts at 9 o'clock, goes all day. I'll be there till noon. And then I'll be coming back over this way because I got somewhere else I have to go that day. So there you go. I hope everybody is able to, that's over in that area, is able to stop by and say howdy, howdy. And I look forward to shaking your hand and saying hello to you and maybe taking a picture or two with you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, you coming down for the event?
I wish I could, but I wish everybody well there. It's going to be a great time in Seminole. Yeah.
And then I've got a gun show that I'm going to be dropping in on the way back. We'll see how all that works out. Okay, back to the drawing board here. Again, the governor, if he wants to run for president and gets the nomination, he's going to have to resign the way the law currently stands as governor. And Florida is, they're going to try to change that law, the resign to run law. And I'm not sure they'll be able to, but if they are, if they can't, DeSantis will have to really consider his options because I don't think he wants to resign as governor to run for something that he may not get or that he may not win.
Well, that's right. So just to be clear, if DeSantis wanted to become a candidate for president, he would necessarily have to resign the governorship and not simply resign it on January 20th, 2025, basically.
Not just candidate. It's if he gets the nomination.
Oh, if he gets the nomination.
Right.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if that were to be the case, but this is something that could be changed prior to that, right?
That's correct, and that's what we're hearing is going to happen. We'll wait and see. So far, it's only been tossed around a little bit, but we don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Well, and a lot of this, of course, is dependent on what Governor DeSantis wants to do. You know, so many news outlets, of course, seem to characterize every single thing Governor DeSantis does these days as somehow a prelude to running for office. And, of course, Captain, as a successful governor, you know, you're always looking at those possibilities. In fact, governors have a great ability to run for the office of president because they in and of themselves have also been essentially a chief executive, right? They've run their state, so they can campaign and say, this, I can translate this to the White House. So I think they're always looking at it because once that opportunity comes, it may be a perfect storm, and that opportunity may not come again.
Well, if Ron DeSantis was smart, he would continue running and doing his job his second term as governor of Florida, because come 2026, he would be term limited out. He would then have 2 years with which to set up a tremendous presidential campaign and run for president.
Well, that's right. And, of course, as we're seeing where a lot of these polls might be going, I mean, all these factors, you know, have to be considered as to what is the country looking for right now. And you have to be very sort of circumspect about it. You have to go, well, if I run right now, is this my real chance? Because it's hard, as you know, to come back and try to get the nomination again. Unless you're Joe Biden, you keep running for president forever, and then suddenly you're there.
Yeah, you got lucky through attrition. Now, Newsmax's CEO, Christopher Ruddy, who at one time was with ABC in a management capacity, that was ABC News, I should point out, before he took over Newsmax and founded it and got it off the ground. There's a report that the Fox moves the establishment media with the Tucker Carlson departure. Now, I think what they mean by that is that this is a first. Nobody saw this coming. Nobody thought this would happen. But apparently, again, because of whatever reason, Fox and he decided to part ways. And now we got what we got, right?
Well, right. Well, Christopher Ruddy, a Newsmax CEO, had said basically for a while, he says Fox News has been moving to become establishment media, and Tucker Carlson's removal is a big milestone in that effort, quote unquote. So, you know, one of the things about Tucker Carlson, he seemed to be much more of a freewheeling a host in the sense that he would cover a lot of different topics and or have some different viewpoints than others might. I'm not naming names or putting anybody down. It's just you almost kind of it was interesting to hear Tucker's monologues each night because you kind of never knew exactly where he might go with something. So that is in and of itself not establishment.
Well, no, he never was establishment and he never could be, in my opinion.
Right. And so it's interesting because, you know, his voice was unique and I thought augmented a lot about what makes Fox News, the primetime hours, interesting as well. And so it definitely all sort of went together. It's going to be interesting to see how they're able to try to rebuild that.
Now, I'm going to run something by you and see what you think. One of the biggest stories of the year so far has been the revelations that are coming from the Pentagon leaks. Would you agree with that statement?
Sure.
Okay. What stands out in your mind that's the big problem with that?
In the sense that the leaks actually occur? Well, for one, I know that especially this most recent thing has to do with the idea it's hard to believe that one person actually got all this information and why this information got out there in the first place. Well, in other words, what was it trying to accomplish?
Well, we know he had help. We know right. we know he had another senior NCO that was somehow or another tied up in sharing information with him back and forth. Now, they may or may not have known this was going to wind up on the Internet. I kind of think they don't because they were squeaky clean. This guy wasn't.
Well, right, and when you have these kinds of leaks, they really are devastating. Despite what President Biden said, something about nothing, there's nothing contemporaneous. Well, goodness gracious me, Mr. President, they can start figuring out how we actually even got that information, plug holes, or worse, they could get rid of people who they think are the ones that are able to gather this information. Mm-hmm. So lives are always at risk with these kinds of leaks.
Okay, and I'm going to throw something out there for further discussion in the next hour because we're going to be going to break here in just a second. Ron DeSantis in Japan yesterday said, and I quote, "I am not a candidate in the 2024 race." We'll throw that out there when we come back, but it's true. He's not declared that he's a candidate, but we'll see what happens here. All right, don't go anywhere. I'm coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
My thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Thank you.
Catching walleye from the dock, watching the waves roll off the rocks. She'll forever hold a spot inside my soul. We blister in the sun, we couldn't wait for night to come to hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow. Seeing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Yeah, all summer long, and that's Kid Rock, and that's quite the video there, Kyle.
Yes, I know, and of course, you got Sweet Home Alabama in there. You've also got, Werewolves of London, so that was Warren Zevon back in the day as well. So, yeah, a lot of great elements in that track.
All right, well, we've been having some severe weather and heavy rain in the central and southern plains, and yesterday afternoon we had a number of thunderstorms come roaring through Florida here. A lot of hail got dumped yesterday down here in Florida from Pasco County and up there to the north, Citrus County, Hernando County, all the way on down below us and then over to the east. A lot of different storms with hail in them, which means you got yourself a storm going there. But anyway, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, out west tonight, we do have a few things to tell our listeners about. We're going to start with our radar map right now, and we've definitely got some snow up in Montana. We've got rain around Helena, and you've got a little bit of snow that looks like it's southwest of there right now, but that's going to head on down towards Boulder through Butte, Montana. You've also got a little bit of rain, looks like it's southeast of Missoula. Looks like it might be heading north. So it's going to be covering over in Interstate 90 or I-90 here, probably not too far off from now. Then down in southern Idaho, we've got rain and snow, a mix of that. This is going to be to the west of Idaho Falls and a little bit north of Twin Falls. For our friends in Salt Lake City, though, it's all right smack dab over Salt Lake City right now. You've got a mix of rain and snow, and this is going to head on up towards Logan as well, so you want to be aware of that. Now, for our friends in Denver, if you're heading west out I-70, you're definitely going to see snow coming across the interstate as you make your way towards Eagle. This is going to go north up through Steamboat Springs and then also south of there down towards Salida, Westcliff, and Creed in that area. And then we've got some scattered rain. This is going to be east of Interstate 25 or over towards a place called Ordway. A little bit of scattered rain also in northern New Mexico tonight, just north of Albuquerque and Santa Fe. We'll have more next hour. Stay tuned, and back to you, Captain.
All righty. Well, east of El Paso coming into Texas, we've got an area there where we've got some very dry conditions going on. The wind is blowing, and we do have a fire area alert down there to the border, to the Mexican border. And then moving over into the upper Midwest tonight, things are a little bit more calmer than what they were last night at this time. By that I mean we do have a frost warning tonight, not advisory, but a warning for the northern tip of Illinois into the southern base of Wisconsin, and this is encompassing Chicago, I might add. So Chicago, you're going to get some cooler weather tonight, and you have a freeze warning, which covers Michigan, east of Lake Michigan, and it takes us over towards Lake Erie. Our listeners up there, AM 660, the thumb are going to be chilling out a little bit, and I do mean chilling because it's cold. That cold weather, that frost, freeze advisory, rather, will take you all the way over into Snowshoe in Pennsylvania along I-80 and I-90 all the way to Erie. And then you have a frost advisory going towards New York City, probably Looks like it's out on the island, Long Island. It's also over into the mountains of Maryland and West Virginia and Kentucky and I-81 coming out of Tennessee. You'll have a freeze warning all the way up I-81, all the way to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Frost advisory to the west of the eastern part of Tennessee. As a matter of fact, Nashville tonight has a frost advisory, and that'll bring you on up to Kentucky and bring you up into parts of Indiana where it becomes a freeze warning. So that's what we're looking at there. And we might have a little bit of bouncing around of some fog, it looks like, right now up in the main area. Around Portland, Oregon, looks like as if there could be some around Cape Cod again. The cold temperatures and the warmer temperatures meeting together are definitely going to create fog. So that's what you've got going on at the moment. And Mr. Kyle, tell us about the pilot and the Flying J, please.
Well, folks, don't forget that the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest location to your location and truck on in. And when you do, be sure that you've downloaded the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. When you do that, you can start getting great offers, save money, earn points on things like fuel, earn up to 4 points per gallon in most cases, and then also you can earn bonus points simply by using other aspects of the app, like reserving your parking space before you even get there. It's a great addition, and there's all kinds of great stuff in the app that you'll find out about. And of course, don't forget about the great food that they have at the different Pilot and Flying J travel centers. Whatever you're looking for, whatever is going to strike your fancy as you come off the long day on the road there, they're likely going to have something that you're really going to like. PilotFlyingJ.com.
You got to get the chicken fingers. You got to get the chicken fingers. The tenders, they call them. Chicken tenders, but they're like chicken fingers, big ones, with those potatoes, with those homemade, roasted, deep-fried potatoes. My goodness.
Yes, no kidding. No kidding.
Am I making you hungry?
Well, of course, of course. And of course, the great thing is that they've got something for everybody. And when you pull in, they're there because they want to make sure that you've got a great place, an oasis out there on the road.
Yes, indeedy. And don't forget, of course, folks, the other great thing about the Pilot and Flying J is where they're modernizing them and where they're putting in the truck stop features, tire change, tire or truck wash, repair shop and whatnot. It'll be your home away from home, as if it's not already, but they'll add more amenities to the mix, too, and that's really, really going to be a timely thing for a lot of guys, because when you're broke down or you have a problem, you got to get something fixed. It's better to find it easier than it is to have to drive all over the place trying to find a dealer.
Indeed.
All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle, and folks, I'll be coming back with more here. After the top of the hour news and all that great stuff, we'll be back with hour number two. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.